welcome to the regular episodes of Darker Tides, the Carrion Crown actual play podcast. I hope you all enjoy, and I'll see you on the other side.
Okay, we are back for session number trace in this ever fun and expanding game. I'm carrying crown, bitches! Okay, so last time, what did we find out? Does anybody remember?
I have notes.
There was a bloody V on a statue. We met Sheriff Benjamin. Who was a prick. We found that the town had basically everything you'd want in a town, including a apothecary,
and a loan shark.
Yes, and a loan shark.
Money lender.
Loan shark.
For the mom.
They didn't say that they broke people's legs. They said that they loaned people money.
No, they didn't say they did.
Well, ask those important questions.
We never discuss what happens when people don't pay.
That's true.
And I found out lots of stuff about the Whispering Way and really awful cool pictures.
Okay.
While you were talking.
Okay. Here is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead.
There were a lot of peasants.
Who were really mean.
Well, they were, but,
Because we're friends with a necromancer. Wait, they got two necromancers.
Stupid peasants who burn all village down.
We have no proof he's a necromancer yet, other than his words.
That's true. Well, I mean, we're not going to get any proof from the dead guy.
Why not?
Are you talking about the other necromancer?
Both.
I could arrange for both.
Now,
at this level?
Maybe, I don't know. I've been digging through his house for a while. Maybe I can find a scroll or something.
Look at that.
Sadly, no.
Look at that. You actually printed stuff off today.
I know.
This is the point where I see him, like, using a skeleton like a marionette.
Those are the journal entry notes that were circled. So you guys can actually look at them and see the things that you want to see rather than just going off of what I said.
I see what I want to remember. All the time.
Wow. So... All right, so basically you guys have done some looking into the bits and pieces of the workings of this one library and found out some information about the Whispering Way, as well as you've also done a few things around town, including the tavern, moneylenders, and...
Apothecary.
Mm-hmm.
I thought there was somewhere else we went.
We just wandered aimlessly. We saw the event at the statue with the bloody V.
Yeah.
And like I said, talked to the sheriff who's a dick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did. That cool.
We offered him our services.
He may or may not use them. You don't know.
He didn't seem very interested.
No.
We don't want no outsiders to move around out here. We don't think we found an outsider here.
I mean, I can get somebody to say it in hillbilly.
I reckon you ain't from around here, are you?
I want you to come from around here.
That's the best part about Josh. I need hillbilly.
It's like, gotcha.
I need him from the third holler down the street. Oh, I know that one, too. So, all right. So, here we go. You guys wake up the following day. You don't hear anything crazy coming from town, unlike last time.
Now, the house is down here on this area of the map, correct?
Correct. And this is... center of town.
Yeah. And that is where the V is.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where it was.
Was, yes.
It might be double you now.
And these, and the buildings that are just south of town, that looks just like a bunch of residences.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what I'm seeing here, all this?
Yeah, there's residences and other things that are just not.
And everything in the circle, those are all obviously businesses?
Businesses, or like you have throughout town, so like over
across the river
here, where this is B, those are, and here, those are like those postings, the posting poles, where they'll put like notices and such for the town.
Okay.
Don't eat the lettuce.
Don't eat the romaine because it's the devil's weed.
Mm.
The Romanians are okay, it's not the romaine.
Right. And then you have, like, over here, this is where the Laughing Demon is, which is the tavern.
Okay.
And this big one over here, across from the center of that is, that's the town hall. Because you guys spent, like, all day kind of wandering around.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the Temple of Pharasma. This one over here is the general store. This building here, because you came up and you were coming up, like, mm-hmm. you can't help on this. That's the forge.
Railing
forge.
Forge.
Always open.
Okay. I'd like to go talk to the
proprietor
of the forge.
Yeah. This is where the apothecary is. I'm just going to kind of give you guys a
look. Okay.
That's the jail. So this over here, so right next to City Hall, is the Silk Purse, which is the, as you guys like to call it, the Loan Sharks. And there is an actual inn in town, and it's right here.
I thought we went there as well.
We did not go to the inn.
Okay.
I think what you're thinking is we at one point assumed the tavern and the inn were the same place.
Correct.
And, yeah.
And way up here,
because Josh said tavern or inn,
called the Unfurling Scroll. And then you have throughout town these houses right here. These are the council members' homes. Mm-hmm. And it's got the things.
Are they obviously nicer?
Yeah. And then you have, that is where the Harrowstone Memorial is.
And
that's the house.
And I assume the graveyard is over here behind the... Oh, okay.
Or no. Nothing. No, it is north.
If the Temple of Pharasma is over here on this upside of the river, it makes sense the graveyard would be.
So Harrowstone's
south.
Harrowstone is south. This really nasty, mean, retired farmer who is right here. I know all of these great descriptions, right, guys?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody in Radio Land can totally see that.
Yeah.
What I'll do is I'll post a picture of the map with kind of like where A is, B is, so that people can take a look if they would like and see the funness that is the town of.
And what do we say?
Also, I was, what everything is?
Where, well, like what each of the buildings are by the.
I is this one right here. Is that the general store?
That is.
Yeah, F's the general
store. F's the general store.
That's the jail.
I am the jail.
I know, they didn't do a very good job choosing font on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Because that J just barely has the
hook at the bottom. So.
AJ was pointing at I, and I'm like, no, I'm going to be off.
Yeah. So you were wanting to go to the forge.
Yes.
Okay. Is anybody else planning on going anywhere else?
I'd like to stay behind this morning, actually.
Okay.
And I wouldn't mind visiting Kendra today.
I actually have similar plans, so.
Forge?
She got two.
I don't know.
I don't know.
He hasn't woken up from his hangover yet.
Okay. You can get up. So you arrive at the forge and you see it's early, but it doesn't look like it's ever really stopped running. The woman that you see that seems to be running the billows and everything. And you don't really see anybody else in there. But she's got her back to you. She's short, pretty stocky, but
maybe a dwarf?
Could be.
Only the traces.
That would be species.
I can't say that word.
I probably shouldn't have tried to say it either.
Too many sounds in there.
So, okay.
Greetings.
What do you want?
Well, I was hoping that we could possibly do some sort of trade.
Trade, you say? Like, for what? What do you got?
Well, I am in need of some arrowheads, and I would also love to possibly learn some more about your fine town here. And I just also love to go around meeting the artisans of any town that I'm going to be spending some time in.
Spending time, huh?
Contractually obligated to spend the next month here, so yes.
Cool. Fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, how many arrowheads are you looking for?
I think about 20.
Okay.
That was some ruckus yesterday. Did you notice anything yesterday over there where they found that bloody bee?
I don't go down there. I try to stay away from that. Too many other things to do.
I can imagine.
About that time, while you guys are sitting there talking, you see a couple of younger kids come in. Just humans. They just come in, and she just, hold on a second, she just starts rattling off like, Joe, go do this, you know. And the kids just kind of run off and start working on getting stuff together and organized for the day, from the looks of it. She's like, okay, so, you just want some arrowheads, okay?
Yeah. Preferably cold iron. Do you have any cold iron here? Can you do some cold iron?
Whatever I want. My fork.
If I could get a... Oh, by the way, I feel that I've been rude. I am Hesuk of the Rebel tribe.
Ah! That's nice. You can call me Jorfa.
Jorfa? It's a pleasure meeting you, Jorfa.
So, cold iron. I can do it.
Yeah.
There'll be a few. We need to give you a couple of days to get it made.
Obviously. It's a little bit more taxing than just...
Not too bad.
Always amazing to see an artisan work, because I do like what I see here. You seem to be very competent and no frills, but solidly built stuff here.
Yes. I don't play games. I work very hard at what I do. So,
out of character question, do I see any religious symbols of like Torek or another forge god or anything?
No, actually. No. She is, from what you can tell, like this just seems to be where she works.
Okay.
And that's all that she does in here. Like, you can't tell if there's anything special that she's doing, but from what you can tell, like, there's no crazy amounts of things going on. She's not, like, she doesn't live to do this like that. Like, she's not, this isn't where she lives, you can tell.
Uh-huh.
While the forge may seem like it's always running, you don't want to try to keep a forge and let it get cold.
Yeah.
That's always even if nobody's honestly working all the time, somebody's at least always in here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always kept kind of in that kind of quiet.
And Derek, what did you say her name again was again?
Jorfa.
And I would, and I assume looking at whatever wares are there, it's all just common stuff for such a town.
Yes, most of it seems to just be what you would expect, like plows, nails. I mean, it's all very common things.
Right.
So
nothing more out of the ordinary than like a common dagger. I mean, you probably wouldn't see too many.
You haven't seen any, so it's hard to say for sure. But yeah, most everything in here is like you might see. You also notice kind of in a back, like you can see like there's a room that's off, but the door's not completely closed. But you see, like you catch, like there's a suit of armor back there.
Okay.
No one else is back there, you have no idea, but it's like on a stand, it's made for a human-sized person.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's not like a set of full plate, you know.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Think more like a breastplate.
Okay.
But yeah, there's something back there.
And it's definitely built for a human,
not for a dwarf.
Okay.
So, yes.
By the way, as a brother of Aristotle, I do not like to be idle for long. If there's any service I might be able to provide for you, please let me know.
Okay. I'm look and see if there's anything that I might find, but I make no guarantees.
That's all I ask. It was a pleasure talking with you, and I don't want to hold you up from the fine work that you're doing here.
Okay. I will, once I get everything situated, I will. Where are you staying?
I am staying at the professor's house.
Ah, okay.
Lorimar Manor has been.
Ah. Alright. Well, that's easy enough to do. Then you said Cold Iron, correct?
Correct. Also, do you do Fletcher here, or is there somewhere else in town I might be able to?
No, I do it all.
Okay.
I would not be.
So yeah, if I can have a 20 cold iron arrows, thank
you. Okay. Yeah, I'll figure out the cost on that. No, no. When they're ready, I'll let you know.
Thank you very much.
When they're close to ready. Do do do.
There's always
doing. There's always
doing. It's just around the corner.
Especially if you're Gurr. All right, Josh. What are you up to? You just gonna wake up and? Okay. it takes you a while to. You were drinking pretty heavy. All right. The two of you are going to go find him. Okay. She is sitting in the sunroom with a book in her lap. She's like, hello. What's going on? She's very determined.
Just decided to pay a visit and see how you were doing.
Oh. Waiting?
I will be honest. My part of the visit is not purely to check on you, even though that is a large part of it. I was wondering if you could share any information about the town and your father's dealings in the town.
And as he speaks, I come and sit uncomfortably close to her and say nothing.
I just wondered if you had any friends, enemies, associates, anyone that will immediately hate us because we're outsiders?
No, not. Well, I mean, almost everybody in town is going to hate you even outside. It's the nature of this area, and there's nothing that can be done for that. So, as far as anything like that, he didn't have any open enemies. He was generally very liked until recently,
What happened recently?
Don't know.
How well did you know your father?
As well as any child can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not so well.
Well, he was always very quiet about what he was actually working on, so if he had made enemies in that regard, I wouldn't know. He tended to keep me away from his workings. He never wanted me to have to worry about that sort of thing. So, as far as friends, he was friendly with most of the council members in town. They were all at the funeral. He talked to the priest in town. Other than that, he spent a lot of time traveling or working on lectures for the school and traveling between here and Lopestan. Other than that, in town, I don't really know of anybody that would have a problem with him. I mean, like I said, until recently, everybody's kind of been on edge. And it was right before my father died.
What was his behavior like the days before he died?
Guarded.
Also unusual.
Yeah. But, I mean, if he wrote anything in his journals, I don't know what they said about what he was doing, because even he didn't even want me doing anything with those. So, and I have respected his wishes.
I only asked because I wanted to make sure there wasn't anyone who would obviously ruffle feathers speaking or cause too much of a ruckus.
I think you'll cause a ruckus with almost everybody. But that's because this is a pretty small town.
I agree, but only to be because we caused a ruckus and not because we randomly tripped over like the family rivalry that was already known about.
Yeah.
Do you know of anyone in town that could repaint, that has some artistic ability and could repaint my buckle?
What do you want to paint it with?
I just need the paint refreshed on it.
I
mean, I assume the forge, but sometimes they farm that work off, and I don't want to bother a busy person.
If she does, I don't know if she would farm it off, too. You know, might be somebody in town that's an artist, but, I mean, I don't really... We're a farming town, for the most part. I mean, it's not what you usually find. So.
You told us much that you don't know. Tell us what you do now.
In regards to what?
That wasn't the question.
What do you say?
Any assumptions you have about maybe what your father was working on, who he may have disappointed recently?
I know he went to Harrowstone. He'd gone up there, came back, and then a day or two later, he went back, and then he died there.
Was multiple trips to Harrowstone a norm for him, or...?
No one goes to Harrowstone.
No. Freed his body.
I asked some people to go look and see if he was there, because I knew he was supposedly going. But just, you know, the farmhands were going to farm over. They get a sense of the boys over. Because it had gotten dark and he was usually back by then.
Other than his diary, do you know of anywhere else he would have reported any notes on what he was working on?
Maybe papers on his desk, but I didn't see anything like that. I mean, most of his stuff, he kept a lot of it in his head till he was writing it for finals.
I just know
his final publication.
Pretty nice library, so I figured it was just as easy to see if you might know where he was storing recent knowledge as opposed to.
Most of his recent books that he's been using were the ones that were in the chest that you would have. If he was using anything other than those, I don't really know. Just because he tried to keep me out of what he was working on.
And since he hated the drawing of his work, I kind of wish I didn't have to ask this question, but do you know anything about the Palestine Eye?
I had to check. It wasn't familiar to me, so... That's why it's Palantine Eyes.
I do know that the Palantine Eyes kind of like a secret society? Why do you ask?
It was mentioned in one of his books. And it wasn't something I was familiar with, so...
Yeah, I mean, I know that it's supposed to be... the secret society thing, but, I mean, the world's full of those.
No.
So, I mean, it's hard to keep track of who all of them are.
Why does no one put the arrow stone?
Well, several years ago, there was a massive fire in Harrowstone, and all of the inmates died. Now, it's supposedly haunted. I haven't been bothering to go up there. I've had any projects that I've been working on.
You consider the place dangerous, then?
Well, it's supposed to be haunted.
Do you consider it dangerous?
To go alone?
No.
Well, I would say it's dangerous enough. Not necessarily so dangerous that a group of people couldn't survive up there if there is anything going on. Nobody's been down into the actual prison in years. And nobody really talks about it.
And these farm boys that you sent after your father, did you have a grudge against them?
No.
Why send them to a dangerous place?
My father was supposed to be there. If he was on his way home, he would have caught them before they got there.
See?
Because it's just one path.
Your self-interest outweighs theirs.
To change the subject, you mentioned you had other things you were checking in on. If you don't mind me asking, do you have an area of expertise? So that we might not bother you with such frivolous questions later on?
Spiritualism.
I will make mental note of that. Would any of the other counselors happen to have, be knowledgeable, or have any expertise that you would know? Again, I don't wish to bother people with frivolous
asking
questions.
Asking them questions that don't matter. One person is an old military commander. There is...
I mainly just wanted to ask you a question that requires you 37 minutes.
Oh, okay.
You're welcome.
No problem. There are four counselors, council members in town. There's one that is a retired military commander, one that is the kind of face of the council. She used to own the tavern. And then you have another councilwoman who was the royal accuser. Then you have the last one who is something of a rake, would be the best way to describe. Yes.
Can I roll to sense her motive to see if she's telling us the truth, see if she's hiding
it? Sure.
19.
Even if she's telling the truth, you have to roll to make the players think she can.
Well, you never know. So what'd you get?
A 19.
19. She seems to be pretty much on the level.
At this point, I don't specifically have any other questions for her. I don't know if you do. I will continue to make small talk for a little while to make her think, trying to make her just think that this wasn't just a gouge her for information visit.
Even though that's what it was.
Even though that's what it was.
Okay. So did you have anything else?
I'm just going to sit where I am and uncomfortably close and silently stare at her until she divulges more information.
Okay.
I will proceed to talk about the weather and farming and peasants.
She knows nothing of farming.
Neither do I. We're perfect for this.
She has
cauliflower comes from cows.
Yes.
Roughly our baby trees.
So, I mean, it's pretty low-key. She doesn't really have a ton of interest in whatever the small talk is. Like, she keeps, you know, like, she's holding the place in her book. And
can I see what book it is?
How to get rid of strangers in 10
minutes. How to alienate people and make them uncomfortable. It was written by 16.
Apparently not made it far enough in the book because people are still here.
It appears to be a book about various types of talking boards.
She and I should talk about spirituals.
It'd be interesting. You would actually. It might not be a bad idea.
Is there a talking board in the room anywhere nearby?
Yeah.
Or did I see one in the library? Because I was.
No. No, there is not one that is there. It just seems like it's a book about them, mm-hmm. more than like on specific ones. It's not like how to make them or anything. It's just kind of, from what you can tell from looking over her shoulder, it's a lot of the general overviews of how they work and why they work and some of that information.
Okay. And I will pretend to know what they're talking about.
You have no idea what they're talking about.
I felt the bullshit.
Yes.
By not even making it.
Right, so where were you heading to?
I was exploring the house. I'm specifically looking to see if Professor or Kendra have an office or a lab that I can search through.
Okay. He has his library, which is kind of just like the house library. There is, it appears more that the house itself seems to be, it's a fairly modest-sized house. It's not massive. There's a few extra rooms. And there is, like, his office and library are kind of, like, wrapped up together. Yeah, it just seems to be pretty much a normal. It doesn't seem to be, like, a crazy, huge, like, manor house. It just seems to be kind of like you would expect somebody's, like, a well-off person, but not, like, nobility. They don't really seem to have, because he doesn't seem to be the type to have, you know, he's an alchemist or a wizard. Mm-hmm. It seems to be more like his is, like, just general knowledge research. Yeah. So it's mostly based on what he can read and such.
Okay. Is there a desk in the library I can search for?
Yes. Okay. What are you looking for?
Anything suspicious, I guess. Because I know the least about these people here, so I don't think my character really trusts the situation he's gotten himself into.
Okay.
I told you everything about me. And my family
lineage. I trust you. It's not necessarily the party, it's more the situation.
The situation is fishy.
Yes.
You're not really sure what to make of it. So yeah, you start looking through his desk, none of it is locked. Okay. You know, you have the think, like, he's got, like, two drawers on each side with a top. And that's pretty much what it is. There's a couple of piles of books on the desk and, like, some notes, an inkwell, a couple of quills. Not anything strange. Most of the notes are things like, you do notice that, like, one of the pages has kind of, like, a rough idea, like a rough sketch of kind of like the shape of the Harrow Stone. But that's about it. Like, he's trying to figure out how to, like, you can see, like, there's like kind of like a rough, like, kind of like he just drew like the basic outline. And then, like, he kind of like, you can see where he like marked off sections, like he was looking at stuff, maybe. Or he's like searched areas, something.
Can I take that page real quick?
Yeah.
He also mentioned in his journal something about the fake crypt. Is there anything you can find about that?
No, the fake crypt would be located in the in the Restlands, okay, which is the cemetery, okay, that he's buried in.
Okay.
Mm.
So that would require you going back to the cemetery, mm-hmm, to find that. Aside from that, most everything, like, it's just like books on magical theory, concepts, things like that type of thing.
Yeah.
That seems to be what he was kind of in. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's okay, pretty much what is in that and on that desk.
Okay.
It doesn't seem to be like any like false bottoms or anything.
That was what I was looking for.
Yeah, I figured that that's like you're looking for something that doesn't seem right. But everything here just seems the way it should be.
Okay. Do I have time to search Andrew's room as well, or do I need to?
Well, you could search her room.
I'd love to try that, yes.
Okay. So you open the door to her room. And you open the door, and it is a bedroom, just like you kind of expect.
Mm-hmm.
Dresser, little baby, the bed, chamber pot. There's like a wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much what's in here.
Okay. Can't search for anything in the room.
You do whatever you
would like. I would like to search for something.
Okay. What exactly are you searching? And
any false bottoms and
in everything?
Well, not everything. Just like in general. I don't want to like start throwing her clothes on.
So you're going to search her room, and we're going to leave here until next time.
Seize the GM is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-alike 4.0 International License. All copyrighted material referenced herein is held by their respective owners. No infringement intended, and no claim of ownership is implied. The music for the show is Dark Times by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Incompetech.com, and it is released under a Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license.